Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice here at Rosie on the House. Scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
Well, we're going to fertilize it straight today. Nothing scary about that. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. If you'd like to get in touch with Mr. John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery or talk fertilizing with Mr. Dan Lee of Biofeed Solutions, or both, it can be very easily applicable. Lisa wants to talk hibiscus. Welcome.
Hi. I have some hibiscus. We don't know how old they are, but they're probably anywhere from 10 to 15 years old, and they get east exposure. And there are 9 of them in a planter box, and 3 of them are not doing well. They have a lot of yellow leaves and little black spots on them, and all of the other hibiscus are doing great. I do feed them with a special hibiscus fertilizer that I got online through a company in California that grows hibiscus. And it does have a bubbling system, bubblers. And I've also tried different things. I've put coffee grounds in the soil. I've taken some of the leaves to a nursery to see if they could tell what was wrong, and they just said it looked like it didn't have enough nutrients. But I am feeding it regularly, and I just don't know what else to do besides pull it out.
Okay, questions then for you. The yellow leaves in relation to the plant, are they spread throughout the plant? Are they on the new growth at the ends, or are they down towards the base of the stems?
They are throughout the plant, but they are also on the new growth.
So the new growth is also yellow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this fertilizer you're using, is it a liquid? Is it granular? How is it applied?
It's a granular, and it you put it in water. And
So it's a water soluble. You mix it with water and apply it as a liquid then?
Yes.
How often are you doing that?
Well, I was reading the instructions and on the container, and it said you could do 1 teaspoon per gallon of water once a week, or you could do 1/2 teaspoon in a gallon of water every day, which they recommended.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Go ahead. So what are you doing?
I'm doing 1/2 teaspoon every day with water. It did help a little bit,
okay. But
I mean, I've been doing it for, I don't know, 2 or 3 months now.
Okay. Well, more than likely, with the yellowing and then the spotting in the leaves, you know, hibiscus like really good drainage. And my guess is, in the fact that there's like 3 of them in this whole bed with 9, you know, our drainage in our soils is not even. It drains differently, just one plant right next to the other plant. And so I would be more suspicious rather than nutrients. If you're feeding every day with a soluble type fertilizer, you're probably giving it plenty of nutrients. But you also may be keeping it awful wet, depending on how much water is applied to the area in addition to your fertilizer application. And if it's not draining well to boot, it's probably staying too wet. And I think you're seeing the results of poor drainage as opposed to nutrients, which does affect nutrients. And, you know, Danny can probably elaborate on that more. But I think probably what I would do is get something immediately to help buffer and improve the drainage, something like soil sulfur or gypsum or those types of products on there for a while and see if we can't help leach out some of the salts, maybe improve the percolation and the drainage in the area, and allow the plant to probably take up the nutrients that you're providing more efficiently.
Yeah, and along with that, let me say that I fully agree with Jay that our soils just don't drain. And because they don't drain, our soils tend to accumulate more and more sodium. So what occurs very often in these types of beds like you have is salt accumulation, which is a toxic factor that's holding back your hibiscus from growing and producing blooms like you want. One of the things that our products are formulated, designed to do here at BioFeed is to actually break down those salts to help to restructure the soil. And we're using a liquid organic concentrate that really gets down into that soil and works with the nutrients you're applying as well. So that might be a recommendation along the lines of our products that you might want to try.
And she had started talking off, and Jay is talking, is it a granular? This turned into be a soluble, and yours is a liquid. As a fertilizer manufacturing standpoint, take us through the different types, the from granular to liquid.
Well, virtually all fertilizers, beginning from manufacture, start as a liquid. They're very often spray-dried into various combinations of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and then all your trace elements from iron right on down to zinc. And so, they'll use some kind of usually a binder of some kind and bring the nutrients into something that you can actually put your hands on in a dry form and spread around or in the case of the water solubles, they're taking those nutrients and, again, combining them with a soluble carrier, so that they can bring it into a powder. You add it to water, it dissolves, and those are more favorable additives to help our plants.
We're in the garden with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery and Dan Lee of BioFeed Fertilizers. 1-888-767-4348 if you'd like to join the conversation.
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.